Many college students study abroad to learn a language or immerse in a different culture. For 3 years, Lehigh University has been taking students to Ghana in the summer to learn about the transatlantic slave trade and about themselves. WHYY's Sarah Hoover reports.
Lehigh graduate student Miles Davis is originally from Baltimore County, Maryland, near where Freddie Gray's death sparked national protests about police violence against black men. One of the first things he says about studying in Ghana is how, as a black man, he felt safer there.
I think the love was one of the most exciting things and one of the most empowering things about it. Just everywhere I went, I felt safe. I felt like people were not going to do me harm. I felt the love from people. So that was one of the biggest things everywhere I went.
Last summer, the second time Davis went, it was a few days after more police shootings.
When I go to Ghana, it's really like a sigh of relief. I was so excited to go to Ghana this time because it was a couple days after Alton Sterling and Philando Castile were killed. And so it was really just like, wow, I can be around my people and feel safe.
He says even after returning, processing photos and videos he took there helped him hold on to that feeling of safety. The trip was pivotal even for students with no ancestral ties to Africa. Senior Sydney Rowe came to Lehigh to get far away from her family in Los Angeles and her Korean heritage, but the Ghana trip helped her come full circle.
I had intentionally left California because I wanted to get away from my parents and get away from conservative Korean people. And I came here and I kind of experienced the same thing where I felt a little out of place and kind of was just like confused about what I wanted to do and my passions and things like that. So going there kind of really gave me the opportunity to really think about, I guess, what's important to me as an individual.
Seeing other students make a connection with the historical slave sites made Roe want to connect more deeply with her own history. The English majors applying to graduate schools and her two Ghana trips helped her find her own focus and connection, even though it wasn't clear at first.
I remember very vividly Miles taking his shoes off to walk on the floor and like actually physically be closer to maybe people that he had been descended from. I was a bit envious of that kind of experience because I am a Korean American. I don't really have much connection to that history.
Now Roe is focusing on her family history and Korean heritage, the very thing she had avoided.
Now I'm kind of exploring my own roots, I guess you could say. I'm interviewing both of my grandmothers who had escaped from North Korea to learn about like their story and how it relates to moving here.
Senior Karen Valerio is from Newark, New Jersey, and her family's originally from the Dominican Republic. She visited Ghana twice. The 22-year-old is an Africana studies major with a Latin American focus and was able to connect the trip with her identity.
My Africana studies concentration is Afro-Latinx studies or Afro-Latina studies. And so as someone who identifies Afro-Latina because of her Dominican heritage, it was amazing to be able to visit the mother continent and recognizing that parts of my family come from Africa as well. And so it was a very personal experience in that sense.
Ghana has approximately 40% of the historic slave castles that were used in the transatlantic slave trade. Valerio wrote a blog after visiting one.
This floor hasn't been excavated. We stand on all the slaves left behind. Feces, urine, vomit, blood. I start to cry. A mix of emotions surge through me. Rage, despair, resentment, sadness, a sense of inadequacy in not being able to change history.
While the visits to the castles were emotional, the group received a surprise while waiting to see one.
A group of more than 40 toddlers come in, school-aged children, no more than 5 years old, with pink backpacks on, and they were just laughing, and they were calling us foreigners, like Obroni, that's a name for foreigners.
It was just such a shock to all of us that this place that had been so dark and had done so many bad things to people was now filled with these like laughing children who, I guess, really didn't have any idea what that place meant.
And they were so excited to see us. I mean, they came over and gave us hugs. And they said, how are you? You know, trying to utilize their English.
And afterwards, we were all sitting and a lot of them were kind of just like crawling all over us and like trying to say hi.
And they really lightened the mood for us. They made us feel 10 times better. And the experience was different because of that.
Since returning, Sydney Rowe has presented what she learned in Ghana at two conferences. The program's next step would be to expand to cover other stops in the historic slave trade, such as Cuba, as well as related sites in the U.S. For WHYY News, I'm Sarah Hoover.